Welcome, folks. This is Chris Temple, editor and publisher of the National Investor Newsletter. And again, today, I'm recording this on Friday, May the 11th. I'm joined by my friend Luc Lesage. I'm talking to him. He's up in Vancouver. I'm down at home in beautiful St. Augustine, Florida. Luc is one of the larger shareholders of Coral Gold Resources. He does investor relations for the company and otherwise is part of that great David Wolfin-led team up in Vancouver. Luc, thanks for taking the time to join me today.
It is my pleasure, Chris.
Well, you know, folks, a lot of you who are subscribers and members of the National Investor, those of you who have read the special report on Coral, incidentally, the symbol is CLH on the Toronto Venture Exchange and CLHRF on the over-the-counter market here in the U.S., you know that Coral is quite an interesting story. It's not often you see an interesting junior exploration company whose market cap is pretty much the equivalent of the cash that it has in the bank, but that is the case with Coral. There is tremendous upside nevertheless here, and we're going to talk about the majority of it in a while, but first, just some real quick background, Luc, before we talk about Robertson. Back in the 80s, Lou Wolfin, the late Lou Wolfin, I'm sorry to say, David's father, who is a name very well known to people who have followed the mining industry in Canada especially, he put together a very prospective land package in the northern part of Nevada in some of the choice real estate, to put it that way, down there. And for years, the company did work on and off as it was able to do so. And it, one of those properties, the Robertson Project, it built up over the years a resource, which roughly, Luc, is how much of a gold resource at Robertson?
Currently near surface, it's anywhere between 2 and 3 million ounces.
Okay, so a pretty healthy resource. It's in an area where, as I have written in the context of talking about Coral Gold and a couple of other companies for that matter, it's in a place where Barrick has a major presence, Barrick Gold, of course, the major. They are looking for future sources of production. And after a long relationship where one company was looking over the other's shoulders, a deal was made by David to sell the Robertson Project to Barrick Gold. And that was about this time or almost this time last year that was announced, wasn't it, Luc?
Well, that was, the deal was announced in the summer of 2016 and closed exactly a year later, summer of 2017.
Oh, that's right. So it closed about a year ago. And what was interesting, folks, we're going to focus mostly on the Robertson Project. The MO, so to speak, that Barrick has down there is there's been a lot of open pit mining, a lot of near surface resources like this 2 to 3 million ounce resource that Coral developed over the years at the Robertson Project, most of these things near surface. But more and more, the MO that Barrick has as it's looking for future sources of production is that in several parts of the state of Nevada, they have been able, and a couple other companies in certain projects have been able to find some of the deep feeder material, for lack of a better technical way to put it, that oftentimes is much higher grade. And the belief has been for a long time that the near-surface resource at Robertson really only, pardon the pun, scratches the surface, and that there could well be more there. And evidence of that, and I'm going to have this discussion of ours, Luc, linked to a presentation that David himself gave on Coral recently. And he told me this himself at the time of the deal, but the ink was hardly dry on his deal with Barrick to sell them Robertson before he had his phone ringing. And, you know, I'm not going to mention the names, but a couple of major royalty companies want to know if he wanted to sell it before, you know, right at the time it was announced, because people see the potential. So, Luc, give us a little bit of a color as to the Robertson Project and why people who have followed this the most closely are excited about the possibilities here and the potential value of the royalty. Not just the upfront cash, but the royalty that Coral has from this.
Well, the excitement is due to the Robertson's proximity to the pipeline mine owned by Barrick, as you know. And we've had two joint ventures with them in the past. Barrick is very, very familiar with the asset. And, you know, following, if we go back a few years ago, Barrick, as you know, had a major debt load. And they started selling assets and royalties and doing streaming deals. And it became clear to me that Barrick was going to, that Nevada was going to be for Barrick the focus again. That's what made Barrick, and they were going to get back on their feet with Nevada. And it, you know, didn't take very long that suddenly we had a deal going with Barrick negotiations. It lasted quite a while, but brownfield exploration became important. Infrastructure is in place, no capex required if you make a discovery. And they had a very, very good idea as to what could be there. It's been their theory for a number of years that the expansion of the pipeline mine could be right where the Robertson is. So, of course, this 2-3 million, it's closer to 3 million ounces, actually, that we have near surface that Barrick just drilled 17 holes before Christmas to prove up and to expand on it also. That's not why they bought this property. That's the belief is that down below, down in the lower plate, there may be another major discovery, something along the lines of the pipeline, but we don't know. They're going to have to do a fair amount of drilling. So that's the reason really why they acquired the property, and I think we did a fantastic deal, which gave Coral 15.75 million U.S. Barrick returned the 4 million shares of Coral that they had, and we canceled them. We reduced the share capitalization of the company. So, you know, overall, just a fantastic deal. And most importantly, the royalty of 1 to 2.25% tied to the price of gold.
And Luke, let me focus on that royalty in just a second, but back real quick to the upfront cash payment. So roughly, and it fluctuates a little bit with the share price of Coral from time to time. Folks, if you look at a chart, incidentally, of Coral Gold, unlike most junior gold explorers, it's nearer its 52-week high than its low, so that's been nice for people that bought it a while back. But you roughly have cash in the bank equal to about your market cap, don't you, right now?
Yeah, I think it's actually trading slightly below cash because we have a share buyback program, and it's in the low 40 cent range. I'm talking about in Canadian funds.
Right.
In the low 40 cent range, and the stock is about there, 38 to 40 cents Canadian.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
At the moment.
Unbelievable. But let's get to
So you purchase a share, you get the royalty for free.
Well, and let's get to that, because this is why David immediately had inquiries as to whether he wanted to sell the royalty after this deal with Barrick, because at least some people know that if Robertson proves to have underneath it, because your royalty includes all the exploration upside too, right?
Absolutely.
And there is no limit on the level of production or ounces or anything. So, you know, this sliding scale royalty with the price of gold, if drilling is successful.
Yeah, there is no call on this royalty.
I mean, it staggers the imagination if Barrick is correct in its assessment that there is this deep feeder zone that might even be an extension of pipeline underneath there. You know, it means a lot to a company like Barrick, but to a company with the market cap of a Coral Gold, with the value of that royalty, is going to go up exponentially if they hit this thing, won't it?
Yeah, especially, you know, Chris, don't forget that Barrick has a first right of refusal on it. So if the day after we announce the closing of this transaction with Barrick, we had a call from one of the major royalty companies in the gold field, and just to congratulate us on the deal. It was like saying, like, hey, if ever you want to sell this, even if it's not yet cash flowing at all, if you think of selling that, let us know.
Yeah.
That was the way of saying it. And can you imagine? I mean, we have to go to Barrick, so I believe that it would probably trigger a bit of a competition there.
Yeah.
If whenever that happens.
That'd be a nice problem to have if the time comes.
Yeah, exactly.
So let's talk about the present.
One thing I'd like to add is, we added into this deal that one clause that was added is, like, if you're going to sit on that property, you need to start paying us starting January 1st, 2025, like $500,000 U.S. Okay. If it's not in production by December 31st, 2024. And look, last fall already, they drilled 17 holes at an average of about 300 meters each.
Well, and that's what I wanted to get to, because they're not letting time get away from them. It seems, by all indications, that Robertson is very near the top of Barrick's priority list as far as advanced exploration work that they want to do and everything that they're involved in.
Mm-hmm. Well, we just have to look at what Barrick has been doing recently. Was it yesterday? Yeah, yesterday it was in the newspaper here in Vancouver that Barrick just invested in a junior at Midas Gold. I can't remember exactly how much money they invested, but several million dollars. So the reason is they need to add to their reserves. And brownfield exploration is part of that commitment to increase their reserves.
Right. Yeah. Well, it's interesting. It's definitely an exciting story. And folks, it's one of the reasons why, and those of you who are already members of the National Investor know this, but it's why a while ago, after this deal was done, I moved Coral Gold on my own recommended list actually out of the speculative category and into the safer, relative terms, growth category. I mean, still nothing in life is ever completely guaranteed, but here again, you've got a company selling its share price of roughly 40 cents Canadian, or a bit just under that right now, for the cash that it has in the bank, for crying out loud. And as Luke said, getting a free royalty as well as some of the other projects. And so we're all going to be anxious to see the progression of events and drilling and news that comes out of Barrick, as they're obviously very aggressive with Robertson. So that's exciting down the road. Real quick, Luke, as we wrap things up, it's nice, and it's one of the things I've always liked about the Wolfen-led companies that I'm familiar with, is that they're all very frugally run. They're expertly run. There's never money wasted, and most of this money still sits in the bank. But you've got a few other exploration properties in the same area and some other possible things. Give us
we have a little three other properties. I'm sorry?
Yeah, just give us a little bit of color on the other things that you might be looking at in the near term.
Yeah, we've got three other properties in Crescent Valley. The Norma Sass that I believe we'll be drilling this summer. May not be a huge drill program, but we're doing things according to our geologists based in Elko. About 5,500 feet of core drilling and 500 feet of RC drilling. So, this is just so we have an idea as to what we're going to do next.
Sure.
And then we have the JBN property, and that one I think we'll be essentially doing some structural mapping and sampling. We'll have a new soil grid and an IP survey. So then we'll decide on whether we're going to do some drilling or not on that property. And then thirdly, the Eagle project, we've done drilling in the past there, but I believe that what we're going to do there is again detailed structural mapping and a crack sampling program to determine which structural trends are carrying specific geochemical alterations. And that'll take a few weeks. And then again, a decision will be made as to whether we're going to be drilling that property this summer or not. Aside from that, there are assets down in Nevada that we have our eyes on and own privately, that we have someone looking into and giving us their recommendations.
Neat.
If we find the right thing at the right price, you know, it took many years to get to this point, and we're not going to waste the treasury on any asset. So we're taking our time.
Good.
We know this company is in a good position right now. We got a strong balance sheet. We got this deal with Barrick that is very, very important. We believe that them to be very aggressive, not only this year but for the next few years. And you know, this is in a prime U.S. location. We here in the office, let's say insiders, quote unquote, directors, management, and others, we own over 30% of the stock. We've got a great relationship. It's a great share structure that we're reducing. We've got a buyback program. It's not a big buyback program, but it's buying 18,000 shares a day on average, and we're taking that out of the market. And we got shares trading under market value. So anyone who believes that the price of gold is going to do well over in the future, I think this is a great company to own. Up to $1,200, the royalty is, the NSR applicable is 1%. And it goes all the way up to 2.25% when gold hits $2,000.
Neat. Well, it's going to be exciting. Like I said earlier when we were discussing Robertson, to see what Barrick does over the next couple, 3 years. We know they're not going to sit on this, but they're aggressively drilling. And, you know, if everybody gets fortunate and they find what they think they're going to find, it's going to be a monstrous game changer, certainly for Coral Gold and its shareholders. So, Luke, thank you again for taking the time to be with
me.
May I
add one thing?
Sure.
It's not one royalty company that's been in touch with us. We've been approached by several of them already, all, you know, not making any serious offers, of course, but calling us and asking questions.
They recognize they recognize what's there, and they want to let you know that they're watching. So
they want to let us know that if you want to do something, feel free to give us a call.
Yeah, as we all are. This is exciting stuff, and really, folks, for this company to be selling for the cash in the bank when there is this royalty out there that could just be monstrous, it defies explanation. Take a look at it again. Coral Gold Resources Limited, CLH on the Venture Exchange, CLHRF over the counter. Luke, thanks again. I look forward to chatting with you again soon.
All right, Chris. Thank you, and have a great weekend.